This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So we're the co-authors of Promised Land, which is a gay fairy tale storybook for children.
It's about a prince and a farm boy who meet and fall in love. Yeah.
When was this published?
We published it it's Valentine's Day 2017. Yeah. It's been out for about a year now, and then had lots of press, you know, like Upworthy, BuzzFeed, Teen Vogue, and Ian McKellen's a fan, so we've got an amazing quote from him. It's just been great. And then we recently did another Kickstarter to fund our second book.
So is it the kind of reaction that you expected when you were publishing?
It was the reaction that we hoped we would get, because we wrote the book. We wrote the sort of book that we wish we'd had when we were growing up, and that we hope will help a lot of children of tomorrow and today and, you know, the future. So we have had a fantastic response. We've had so many people tell us, come and see us, and say how much they've loved the book, how much their kids have loved the book. Some people have said they've had to read the book to their kids every night for 2 whole weeks. So it's been, a great response.
And so tell me about the second book that you're working on.
It's Maiden Voyage, so it's a female-driven pirate adventure, which is coming out in June. We've got a co-author, Jamie Poipoi, who identifies as Taka Tapui, and Christine Luton and Bo Moore are our co-illustrators who work on both books. Yeah.
So what got you inspired to actually create a book?
We're writers and filmmakers. We'd love to see this story kind of get into other media eventually, but we knew that a children's book version was something that was achievable and we could go on Kickstarter and fund that. So, we collaborated on the story and then figured, we'll fund that.
What's the most surprising reaction you've had to the book?
It was sort of not surprising, but it was great in terms of how many women contacted us, and even in the reviews that we've read online of it, they're like very empowering for women. And our goal was to avoid the damsels in distress fairy tale trope, so that's been really great that was sort of the thing that we hoped people would get from it, but then it actually happened. I don't know if there's other surprises. There's two single mums in our story, which we never really thought about, but we heard from 3 single mums who were like, I've never seen single mums represented in the children's book. And I was like, okay. And then definitely we knew that representing people of colour and, kind of a bit more intersectional as well, that's made a big difference.
And today, the reaction at Out in the Park, how's that been for you guys?
Great.
Really great so far, yeah.
A lot of people who are fans, who've already got the book, who are coming up and like, oh, I just came to see you guys.
Even someone who had a t-shirt of the book on, wearing it around the Out in the Park, which is awesome. And I think our favourite one so far has been this little girl who came up with her mum, and she sat and she read every page and then turned up to her mum and nodded with a smile and, yep, I want the book.
Got the approval.
Like, okay, yep, that's good. Yeah. Let's go.
On a personal note, what does it mean for you guys to be out here today at Out in the Park?
It's great just being with our community. We went up to Auckland recently and got rained out, so it's nice that it's sunny. Wellington, played nice with the weather as well. So,
I love meeting all the people here and just being a part of this atmosphere. And, it's so cool, so much fun. Everyone here is loving themselves and being proud, and that's just the best that anyone can hope for. So,